time now for our Paws and Claws segment. And it's sponsored by the Clean Team. Even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit the Clean Team at thecleanteam.net. I'm Rob Hakla, and I do have my special intern here, Anthony from Emerson. He is here observing.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Anthony, seeing how a radio show is done. And now it's time to bring on, and I'm going to introduce you and everybody to Lorelei DeVolio. Lorelei is one of our great friends at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. Lorelei, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How have you been, Lorelei?
Doing good. Getting ready for the summer. It's that exciting time of year. So.
Oh, it is indeed. Indeed. The days are getting longer and longer. All right. So, Lorelei, we're going to be talking about specifically with the days getting longer and summer approaching, summer outdoor enclosures. We're going to talk about what's safe and what's not, right?
Yes. Yes. Our focus is on exotic pets. So Dr. Berg and I are exotic pet specialists here at Cape Cod Vet Specialists. And one of the things that our clients start asking us questions about is taking some of these exotics outside. What are the benefits? What are the potential risks? So I thought we'd kind of break that down a little bit.
Yeah. So again, explain for Anthony and others as well, because Anthony does have, Anthony, you have a beagle, but explain what an exotic pet might be. And we like the beagle, and we'll have time to get to some beagle topics, I tell you, Anthony. But Lorelei, explain again what the exotic pets and specifically some of the things that you and Dr. Kira Berg deal with.
Well, so they're really just a non-traditional pet. So think rabbits, guinea pigs, different kinds of reptiles, snakes, lizards, bearded dragons, and then birds. So primarily parrots, but also pigeons and chickens and canaries and all those different kind of unusual pets. For almost anything other than farm animals and dogs and cats, that's kind of our wheelhouse.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about, because again, if you are someone that has a pet in this category, listen to what Lorelei is going to talk about, or if you're thinking about getting this type of animal, these are things you're going to need to know about. So Lorelei, let's talk about when it comes to summer enclosures. Okay. So what are the things that we should learn about when it comes to basics and, you know, having some time outside?
Well, so the main animals that people think about putting outside, particularly in the summer, are rabbits, sometimes some reptiles like the chelonians, which include turtles and tortoises, and some kinds of parrots people want to bring outside and get them some fresh air, some natural light. And there's arguments to be made why any of these might be positive for these guys. You know, certainly for reptiles, getting access to UVB radiation from the sun is amazing. The heat from the sun is also really important for reptiles. The humidity in the summertime is great. And the same for birds and rabbits as well. You know, getting the natural daylight hours is great. We think of it as one of the best forms of enrichment. You know, these are animals that are, you know, either literally still wild, like parrots who are not considered domesticated, but they also, you know, we want to encourage them to exhibit some of the natural behaviors that they would have in the wild. And that's what we consider enrichment to be. So this gives them the opportunity to maybe, you know, dig in the sand and bask in the sun and enjoy the feel of wind on their feathers or their fur. And these are great forms of enrichment to do that if you're able to do it safely.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because we've talked about, you know, having those creatures, and we know some of them need the sunshine or that type of light when we talked about getting them through those winter months when we talked about, you know, inside Lorelei with the specific lights to buy. But when it talks about outside, is there issues when it comes to just direct sunshine only? I mean, in terms of having a shaded area, is that important?
Yeah, and thank you so much. I love hearing how closely you pay attention to our previous episodes, Rob.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm here. I'm here. I'm paying attention.
You're learning.
I might be sitting in the back of the class, but I'm listening.
That's awesome. Yeah, so reptiles in particular really need that UVB spectrum of radiation from the sun. Super important. But, you know, these guys are also really susceptible to some things out there that could be, you know, dangerous for them, like heat, for example. So rabbits are, as much as being outside is good for them, they're actually more cool loving animals. And if they're in an environment where they don't have shade or they don't have a way to cool down, they can suffer from heat stroke. And every summer we see rabbits, chinchillas, guinea pigs that come in with heat stroke, and they're very susceptible to it. So if they're going to be outside, you know, they really need a place to be in the shade. They need to have like a cooling stone, a piece of like granite or marble or something with that stays cool, tile. Some people even put like ice bottles out for them so they can kind of cuddle against some cold items to keep them nice and comfortable when they're out there, because heat stroke is real for some of those guys.
Yeah. What about in terms of having, I know, you know, for rabbits and things, sometimes they have, a little wooden enclosure. You got to be careful about heat in there.
Yeah. The wooden enclosures are, you know, on the one hand, they're good for protection against sun. But on the other hand, if they're not ventilated well, it could be real stuffy and real humid in there. And the other thing that I worry about are parasites. You know, when you think about these guys, especially the mammals that are outside, things that might be a risk for a dog or a cat, like ticks and heartworm and parasites like fleas, transmit tapeworm and things like that. Rabbits are susceptible too. They are also mammals. They can also get all of these diseases. The problem is people don't think with rabbits that, oh, I have to also do flea and tick prevention in them like you would obviously know for a dog or a cat. So when you're thinking about putting your bunny outside, remember that you really need to get them protection for flea, tick, heartworm, all of those things. You need to see a vet for that. These are, you know, there's certain ones that are safe for rabbits that are not, and certain ones that are not safe for rabbits. So you need to make sure you're careful about those things. But that's a real risk, is going outside and getting parasites, as well as things that are even more insidious, like flies that lot like will literally like lay eggs in the enclosures, and there's maggot infestations and all kinds of gross things that we see in the summertime if these enclosures are not kept hygienic and clean.
Yeah, that's important. And again, with the water as well, you know how quickly, you know, sometimes you put out, you know, water or something, and how fast that can get pretty bad in the warm weather, right? You know, if it's, especially if it's stagnant, yeah, or sitting around.
Oh, yeah. And that's disgusting. And so not only do they need the water to cool down, but like you're saying, if it's sitting there contaminated with insect or larvae, yeah, or species, you know, things like raccoons, even if they're like at night climbing over an enclosure, might go to the bathroom and let feces or urine drop into a rabbit enclosure. Oh, so maybe they can't get in because you've done a good job protecting the animal from, you know, predator risk. But even just like about those kinds of things that can happen, it's really dangerous. So we have to be real conscious of that. You know, not only are there raccoons, foxes, things that can harm, kill these animals, but also their feces can be dangerous as well.
Yeah, that's important. Lorelei, do you deal with snakes at all?
Ew, yeah, we see a lot of snakes.
Okay, let me just see here, because I think let me try this. We had Priscilla that wanted to ask a question. Let me see if Priscilla is there. Priscilla from Marshfield, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Priscilla, you're on with Lorelei DeVolio from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist. Did you have a question for Lorelei?
I have a comment.
A comment. Okay, is there anything we can deal with, you said, when it comes to pythons?
Yes, My comment is that snakes, exotic snakes, and animals that come from other countries and were never here before can take over an area like they have in Florida.
Yeah.
They can take over our marshes.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a good point, Priscilla. You know, if you do have these exotic animals that are indigenous to other countries and they escape your enclosure, they may survive in our environment, and then they might breed, and they might actually proliferate harmful or invasive species that can harm the natural ecosystem. And it is a huge problem in Florida, like Priscilla is saying, and that can happen anywhere, and that's a huge point. So not only do we need to protect these animals from outside predators getting in, but we need to protect them from getting out. Same with parrots and birds. You know, we don't want our birds, you know, we love our animals. If you're going to try to build an outdoor aviary for your birds in the summertime, you need to make sure those birds don't escape, because they're not going to survive out there in the wild. They don't know how to fend for themselves. They don't know how to avoid and evade predators. flying, you know, hawks and things in the sky. So there's a lot of things that you have to make sure these animals are safe if you're going to give them, you know. Again, there's great, I don't know, reasons to bring these animals outside. Just be aware of the risks. Talk to your veterinarian and make sure you're prepared.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Priscilla, for the call.
I think that python should not be allowed, especially up north here. There should be laws against having them outside.
Yeah, Priscilla, thank you very much. And Lorelei, I guess, did you want to touch on that? I guess you could obviously, I would imagine, know what you're doing.
Yeah, people have a lot of feelings about, you know, what animals should and shouldn't be pets. And it's a whole, you know, that is a whole nother topic we can certainly tackle, Rob, because there's an argument to be made that these animals shouldn't be pets at all, and that people who keep them, you know, are not being responsible or practicing responsible pet ownership. And yeah, that is a huge topic. And Priscilla, I feel you. I really do. And maybe address that in another talk for sure.
Yeah. Well, Lorelei DeVolio, it's always good. And Priscilla, thank you. And I know I got to say goodbye to Lorelei now. Lorelei DeVolio from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist. And again, you can always reach out and we'll get future segments. We got a lot of great topics still to come. We do this once a month with our great friends at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist.